Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, I want to talk about paying money to the women in Thailand. Now, listen, I am definitely not against paying a woman if you want to sleep with her. If that's what you want, hey, man, to me, it's not a problem. I'm all for legalized prostitution. I'm all for it. I mean, whatever floats your boat. Doesn't matter to me, okay? But what I get a lot of questions about, and I had one guy comment about it today, and he's said, I'm in a different position. I want to give this girl some money. I want to help her out. It doesn't really bother me. It doesn't hurt me that much. And, you know, I think you should do something about that. I said, yeah, okay, sure, all right. But in most cases, most guys, they're just knuckleheads. They come and they're like, oh my God, I love this girl. But she says I got to take care of her. I've got to give her money or she won't be able to love me. Well, that's rubbish. Okay. Now, let's face it. If a girl's a supermodel, chances are she's not going to like date some guy who works at McDonald's and can't pay the expenses on her apartment if they're living together, if he can't foot his share. You know, chances are it's not going to work, okay? But there are some instances where I think it is okay to pay. And I'm not talking about straight up, let's go, to the hotel and knock it out, and I give you a little bit of cash, and then it's, bye-bye. I'm talking about if you're in a position where a girl says to you, oh, I need money, what do you do? In most cases, I say no. Because for me, personally, what I wanted and what I got and what I've always wanted is a woman who was more than willing to work hard to get ahead in her life at a job, like a regular job, whether it's an office job, a bank job. I don't care if she's a construction worker, selling food, she works in a restaurant, it doesn't matter. But she's just making her own money and taking care of herself like that. I don't think that if she's working in a go-go bar, dancing at night, getting drunk all the time, sitting on guys' lap, squeezing their cock, and then banging them, I don't think that's the way to go, okay? Now, the thing is that in some cases, the girl's probably a decent girl, and she actually really is in pretty dire straits, or she's in a position where a little bit of money would do quite a bit. It's just like the old saying where you say, if somebody wants to borrow money from you, if you want to loan it to them, don't expect to get it back. And that way your expectations, you don't have these high expectations where you're constantly going, where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my money? So if you go into it with a woman and she's a good woman, her, she's struggling. She's got a hard life, and you don't have to take care of her. But if you got the extra cash, and it doesn't affect your lifestyle markedly, to where you are going, fuck, I can't pay my bills, or man, I can't ever go out anymore because I'm giving this girl so much money. I mean, if it's a drop in the bucket to you, and it doesn't cost you all that much, and you got the extra dough, and you're throwing her a couple hundred bucks a month. I mean, if the thing is in the end, if it makes someone's life that much better, I think it will come back to you in the long run. It's the karma thing, and I do believe in that. But in most cases, I would say, don't pay them a stipend, okay? Just because you met her and, 2 weeks later she's promising you that she does love you and she's not like all the other girls, that's bullshit. Don't go for it. But, if she's set in her way, she's struggling, she's working hard, she works in a restaurant or, she's selling shirts and she's busting her ass and you've seen it and you know it for a fact. And, this girl, there is no bullshitting around with this girl. And a lot of times you will know. Then to me, it's like, if you got the extra cash, man, it's like, listen, I understand that. And I do agree with it because I'm not for one to give money away freely because I don't have all that much most of the time. I'm cash poor. Okay. I'm not poor, but cash is something I don't always have a lot of. But, like when I go to see Bong or something like that, listen, man, if I throw him 500 baht or 1,000 baht, it makes a big difference in his life. The guy can eat for a week or two, or a week. But that means a lot. And for me to do that, it makes me feel good. And I know I'm helping someone. So it's not always as cut and dry as, you know, this girl is asking me for money, should I give it to her? I really do think it depends on the situation. And in the case of the person who asked me to make this video, he's a little bit older. He's set in his ways. He's fairly established. He knows that what he's going to give her is not going to break the bank. And, you know, he's doing something for her and for her family. And it goes a long way. And she doesn't expect it. That's the thing. You know, that's the big thing. If a girl expects it and just say, well, you've got to give me this money or I'm not going to be with you. Well, that's not the kind of girl that I want to be with, for sure. So, anyway, that's all. It's just a quick video, but yeah, keep that in mind if you know you get into that position, because if you're in Thailand for any length of time, it will happen eventually where you will get asked about money and can you pay me? Can you take care of me? Can you do this? Can you do that? So, until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, Lat, Jerk and Mok.